Right now, we have our final 5 or 5 interview featuring speakers from PodCamp Nashville 2011. It's March 26th at Cadillac Ranch, downtown Nashville. We dive into why you should attend Winston Hearn's session on video production in episode 33 of the Nashville Tech Feed.
To the Batmobile.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
You're excited! Feel these nipples!
You have some mighty interesting people online.
No! Turn it on! Turn it back on!
Welcome back to the Nashville Tech Feed. This is episode 33. I'm David Bronja, your host of this fine show. As always, you can learn more about the show, including show notes, and how to subscribe at NashvilleTechFeed.com. I thank you very much for checking it out. We finish our PodCamp Nashville-themed 5 or 5 series. That's 5 questions or 5 minutes, whichever comes first. And if you don't know by now, and you might never know, that PodCamp Nashville is happening on March 26, 2011 at Cadillac Ranch in downtown Nashville. So what is it? It's a forum for bloggers, marketers, content creators, educators, podcasters, and the like to gather, network, and learn about the latest trends, tricks, and technologies in the interactive world. That's a mouthful. This year's theme is Express Yourself, so visit podcampnashville.org, where you can sign up to attend and pick your sessions. It's free, meaning zip, zilch, nada to get in. So the schedule is out. It's a full day. And we're continuing our podcast highlighting presentations of quality from talented people, which might not have the exposure I think they deserve. In today's episode, it's special because we have a late starter. Someone had dropped out, and the alternates got a chance. And I'm having him on because he's only had about a week on the schedule. The last episode, number 32, we had on William Griggs, who answered our 5 questions about his session, Hustlenomics 101, From Idea to Business, Tips, Tools, and Tactics That Work. In our final 5 or 5 episode, we have Winston Hearn joining us to try convince me and you to attend his session, To Infinity and Beyond, The Basics of Online Video Production. Winston is a freelance video editor and motion designer here in Nashville, so already I think he knows what he's talking about. Welcome to the show, Winston. Are you ready for the 5 or 5?
I'm ready.
Well, I'm glad you're here to join us. The sessions have been basically laid out into the grid, and you're at 1 p.m. at Wannabes, or in the Wannabes room at PodCamp. What do you think about that session placement for you?
It looks pretty competitive, actually. I was looking at the attendance for the other sessions, and it looks like I'm up against some really qualified and good speakers. So I'm very appreciative to anybody who chooses to come to my session over those.
Yeah, and let me say that you were picked as an alternate. You didn't even know if you were going to be speaking besides the chance of going to one of the
impromptu sessions.
Yeah.
So right. But I was first alternate, so I think I had an inkling that it was more likely than, say, if you're fourth or fifth or lower alternate.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad for the other people that were up higher. I mean, I didn't even get picked, so I guess you're more fortunate than I am. So, all right, let's go on to the 5 or 5. Like you said, your session is To Infinity and Beyond, The Basics of Online Video Production.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me get my timer out. I forgot, I haven't done this in a couple of days, so I have to get my timer.
Okay.
Like I said, 5 minutes, and it just counts down. So I'm going to start right now, and here we go. So the first question is, why should I attend your session at PodCamp Nashville, March 26th at Cadillac Ranch, downtown Nashville?
Well, that for me is a simple answer. Video is really popular online right now, and there's a lot of different ways you can go about adding video to your site, everything from grabbing your iPhone and filming yourself in your living room all the way to paying thousands and thousands of dollars for big video shoots and big productions. And my session is aimed at you not having to worry about which end of the spectrum you're on. It's all about how to ask the right questions so that you can ensure whether you are grabbing your iPhone or whether you are paying big money for big productions, you are asking the right questions and getting the best product possible as you enter the online video foray. And I don't think anybody will deny that it's big.
So. No, I agree with you. I mean, what is it? What's the statistics of YouTube? Isn't it like for every minute, there's like 30 some hours of video being uploaded?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's days upon days of video are uploaded every day. So,
well, I'm glad that it's a big sea to wade through. So I'm glad you're doing this session.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I mean, for me, I look at it, if you read ComScore and other statistics agencies online, it's hundreds of millions of people in the U.S. alone watch video online in some form every month. And it just, every month they release a number, it's more people. So,
well, I'm one of them. Question two, above all else, what is the one thing you want your attendees to take away from your session?
I want them to feel like the learning curve to producing video is a little bit shorter. If you've never done video before, it can be daunting. There's a lot of different steps. And so I'm trying to distill it into five simple steps and then helping you ask the right questions so that as you go through each step, it doesn't seem as daunting.
I like that idea. I like that idea. Third question. And this is probably a pretty easy one for you. What prompted you to pick the topic of your presentation?
Well, it's not just because I get paid to do this on a day-to-day basis. Mostly it's because I hate watching crappy videos online. And so I figured if I could help people in Nashville reduce the crappiness of their video by a little bit, then I've been a good citizen of the city.
See, that's how you should have named your the title of your presentation. Stop producing crappy video.
Yeah, if I'd wanted to be more blunt, I probably should have taken that route.
All right, number four. If for some reason I couldn't attend your session that day, what supporting session would you recommend? Like another one during the day that in the same vein of what you're doing.
There's actually only that I've noticed one other session specifically aimed at video, and I don't have in front of me the timeline. But there doesn't seem to be a lot of people talking about video at PodCamp.
Hmm. For being a content creation event, it's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, it's actually the first slot of the morning, 9 a.m., a lady named Vicky, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name, Cyphers, but her session is promoting your business with video. So it's a little bit different tack, but probably along the same lines.
Well, is there another session out there that if they couldn't attend your session, that you said, here's the one session of the day I recommend you going to see? Or is that... There's quite a few. I think there's like 38, isn't there?
Yeah. There, honestly, a lot of the people are speakers I've never heard before. So I don't know. There's someone competing with me, Kenny Silva. He's always popular at these events. But I'd be interested personally in, and sorry, once again, don't know how to pronounce her name, Stivender, her Nashville Rising, Applying Lessons from the Flood Toward a Better City. Just sounds like a really fascinating topic to me to find out what she took away from the flood last year and how we can keep increasing the spirit that is We Are Nashville.
And that's our 5 minutes. Went by very quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, to everybody out there listening, thank you for taking we only got through four, but I'll let you do the fifth one real quick here. I'm not a stickler for the rules. So what, okay. What preparation process do you go through, and how much time do you typically spend on it before you stand in front of an audience like PodCamp or BarCamp?
Well, I've done a lot of public speaking in my life, so I take a lot of time to prepare. I've written out extensive notes, and then I'm going to sketch out all my slides and design them. I don't want my slides to just be words that I'm planning on saying, so they're going to be visual. And then I will explain what they mean, or so that hopefully they complement what I'm saying. And then I will be practicing this week a couple times before I actually give the presentation. So I don't know what that turns into in hours, but it's quite a few.
Yeah, it seems like a trend with some of the top speakers that come to our events is that they don't just do it like I did the night before and hopefully it worked. But they spent hours and they sketch and it seems like we're getting such high caliber speakers at this event. I hope because you're doing it in video that you will be recording this session.
That's my plan. If I can get it recorded at Bark or at PodCamp, I'll do that. If not, I may just do it in my living room or something later on and edit it. But I am going to have all the slides and marry them to my speech and put that all online for people.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for spending time with us on this podcast. So I'm going to end the show like I always do. And how can we find you online if people would like to find you online?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Just Winston, or you can find me on my website at winstonhearn.com.
Excellent. Thanks for spending the time with us, and I look forward to seeing your session at PodCamp 2011.
Thanks so much, Dave. I really appreciate you having me on the podcast.
Thank you. We'll have to have it again, not just for five questions.
Absolutely.
Feedback is very important to the Nashville Tech Feed, so if you go to NashvilleTechFeed.com and leave a comment on the blog post relating to this episode, I'd appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. You can also send comments to comments@NashvilleFeed.com. You can also leave us a voicemail at 615-280-0505. We're taking a survey of our listeners, and we'd like you to participate. It helps us learn more about you, no matter how long you've been listening or how frequently you listen to the show. It's important, so take a few minutes and visit our website at nashvilletechfeed.com/survey. You'll find the listener survey link right at there. Actually, it's a redirect, and you can participate the survey anonymously, and it helps us figure out who is all out there listening. And finally, we're part of the Tech Podcast Network, so go visit techpodcast.com for more info. And we thank them because they get us on the Roku box. And there's a lot of good tech podcasts out there that you might want to check out.